Welcome to Live Arts Radio, the podcast that revives the golden age of radio with scripted audio dramas. Each episode is completely original, written by members of the Charlottesville Playwrights Lab and performed by local actors. This is our third episode, and it's both technically and thematically more ambitious than anything we've attempted before. In this metaphysical dark comedy, three women in an accounts office perform the same jobs day in and day out until a series of revelations and transgressions forces them to reassess their role in life. Warning to sensitive listeners, this episode contains strong language. This piece was recorded in stereo, so please take a minute to make sure you are listening from two speakers or headphones. This is Accountability by me, Nathan Andereth.
Good morning, Lachesis.
Morning.
I just opened the Carlisle account. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's on my desk. I've got 6 from Belgium and 18 from Venezuela to finish before I can process it, though.
Okay, just keep an eye out for it.
Clotho, when I get to it, I'll process it, like always.
Okay. Good morning, Atropos.
Is it?
Oh, Atropos, just a heads up. I've got a big stack of accounts from Turkey coming your way in a bit.
They're all getting closed at once?
Yeah, it's a batch job.
That's a shame.
Saves me time on paperwork.
We have any coffee left?
I made a pot this morning before you came in.
You are a goddess. A perky, chirpy goddess.
Late night.
No idea. It's mostly a series of flashes. Karaoke, shots, tiny cowboy hats. I think I challenged a bartender to arm wrestle. Then belly buttons, then fade to black.
Belly buttons?
You'd be amazed how much tequila your typical white trash girl's belly button can hold. She was a skinny little thing, too, so it was concave. Less a belly button shot, more a saucer. Wasn't even good tequila, but all the guys were cheering and daring me. I didn't have much of a choice. Went home with one of them, though, so it worked out.
Lachesa, sometimes I wish I could spend one night the way you spend your whole life. Then I think that night would probably...
Kill you?
Leave me passed out and pregnant in a Taco Bell bathroom.
Pregnant? Clotho?
Well, no. You know what I mean.
You could at least wake up with more piercings than you started with.
I'm always amazed you can scrape yourself off the floor and drag yourself to work.
Hey, it's the job. If I didn't come in... Can you imagine what would happen if I missed a day?
That would be a problem.
Putting it mildly.
Speaking of painful, soul-killing work, how was your weekend, Clotho? Went to that big management conference?
Yes, it was great. I did a lot of great networking, pressed a lot of palms. I was able to give my elevator pitch to some of the key stakeholders and got some crucial FaceTime. The presentation killed. The manager met me afterward and told me what a great job we did.
We? Me and Atropos didn't do anything on that presentation.
I made a slide. It said, "Thank you for listening. Any questions?" It really added something, I think.
Well, it doesn't matter. The point is that we're being recognized for all our work. And hey, this isn't official yet, but the manager wanted me to tell you that we can expect a surge in new accounts from emerging markets.
Kill me now.
What a goddamn surprise.
Guys, this is good news. Emerging markets are a key source of growth.
Clotho, emerging markets have always been a source of growth. That's what they do, emerge. How many new accounts did we just get from China last quarter? We're buried alive in paperwork over here. No, not we. Me. You keep opening accounts like a Catholic rabbit, and Atropos is taking longer to close them. So it piles up on my desk like a Malthusian mudslide. I spend my weekends processing accounts when I should be slurping Cuervo out of a meth head's emaciated belly.
I try to close them faster, just to get them off my desk. But those stubborn little accounts, they keep applying for extensions, like scurrying cockroaches.
And that's a good thing. Look, guys, I know we've all been putting in a lot of extra time recently, but it's been paying off. You saw our last quarterly numbers. They were great. Open accounts are at an all-time high, KPIs are in the green, quarterly figures are up 15% year on year. Reviews are in, and customer satisfaction is... Well, they don't know how good they've got it. Bond operating margins are up 50 basis points.
Sometimes, when you talk, I think of a hand puppet gopping its thumb up and down while CNBC plays in the next room.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Come on. I know I'm not the only one who still cares about this job. Our throughput has been fantastic.
Throughput. I like that. We put them through. A river of revenue sliding solemnly through and through the system until we are put.
A morbid march of market share.
A trend line of tears.
A funnel of fixed assets?
No.
A cavalcade of cash converted...
It's cute when Clotho tries to be a real person.
Converted to common stock with contributed capital committed to cost of goods sold.
Did that mean anything?
No.
Everyone has a guess.
It's true.
For that, I deserve coffee.
Oh, my weekend? Thanks for asking. On Saturday, I arranged all of my clothes by shade of black, then made elaborate social plans, then bailed on each one of them. It was exquisite. I even crossed them out of a day planner that I found in the trash. Then Sunday, I did nothing at all.
You better slow down this crazy roller coaster ride you're on, Atropos.
Is that why you've been leaving work early so often this past month? Because of your packed social calendar?
It's hard being so adored by the masses.
Oh yes, they all love you. Everyone who meets you just has the nicest things to say.
No, they don't.
Sorry.
I don't care.
What about that guy you were seeing a while back?
He's gone.
Okay, kill Mary fuck.
That's not really appropriate. We're at work.
What are they gonna do, fire us? Come on. When it gets too quiet, I can hear the little men in my skull, who also have hangovers, taking out their frustrations with hammers and hurtful words.
They're taking revenge on an unjust world.
Right. Okay, Muammar Gaddafi.
Atropos, you have the Carlyle account?
Yes.
Oh, Nostradamus.
You're closing it already?
Yes.
Wow, that just doesn't really seem...
Seem what, Clotho? There. It's time.
Okay.
And the manager!
No.
Oh, don't be so uptight.
Too far, Lachesis.
Okay, fine. Michelangelo.
Painter.
Ninja Turtle. Michelangelo, Gaddafi, Nostradamus. Kill Mary, fuck. Clotho, go.
I don't know. Fuck Gaddafi. No, kill him, of course.
But he's so fair.
I'd fuck Nostradamus. He'd already know all of your turn-ons and could prophesy your first and second coming.
I remember Nostradamus. He was so surprised.
Cute?
Eh. Anyway, why wouldn't you sleep with Michelangelo? He's your type.
Why?
Only eats pizza, never wears clothes, thinks he knows kung fu. That's your last four boyfriends.
Cute. How is your ex-boyfriend, by the way? He didn't last long, huh?
Shut up.
None of them do, I suppose. That was probably the last action you've had in, what, almost a year? Did you get to see him one last time?
Hey, stop it, Lachesis.
What, you're defending her? She acts so removed, so untouched by everything, but we all know this Ice Queen act is bullshit.
We don't get to have much. Leave her alone.
What have you been doing with your early afternoons these last months, Atropos, when you've been leaving early?
What have you been doing while you're here?
What do you mean? I've been doing my job, same as ever, same as fucking always.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure I've already closed this account.
What are you talking about?
Look, this account's been processed exactly the same as 769QE2.
It can't be exactly the same. It probably just looks...
And account 23FH94.
That's just a coincidence.
And look at that. Account 45BHS95.
That can't be right. I open those accounts on opposite sides of the U.S.
Let's see. Liberal arts major, job in human resources, 3 children, 2 miscarriages. Always talks about that novel she's going to write. Addicted to reality TV. Contracts ovarian cancer. At which point, of course, it comes to me.
Look, we've got a lot of accounts. Of course, I'm going to process some of them along similar lines. There's only so many patterns.
But they're not exactly the same.
Except for the address. All 1.2 million of them.
What?
Why are you doing this?
Let me see that. Oh. My God.
And we've got 2.4 million with factory job, plant closed, job outsourced to Asia, lives off disability checks, 2 children, doesn't speak to either. Spends days watching ESPN.
What is this, Lachesis?
10 million were the last half of the account, just as Netflix. I'm sensing a theme.
Look, this isn't what you think.
And that's just the U.S. I've got 20 million in China with. Only child, failed government service test, menial labor in a textile plant, obsessed with Korean soap operas. How do you find the time to suck down belly button shots, burning the midnight oil this way?
How many fucking accounts are in China? How many have we open, processed, closed? Open, processed, closed. They're a conformist society. They march in time.
Not like this. Not every detail. Not every moment of every day. Lockstep without deviation or choice.
6 million in Africa. Farm laborers dreams of going to the city and getting an education. Never gets farther than 10 kilometers from home. Loves watching football. I wonder if they're all Arsenal fans.
I sculpted each of these accounts out of flesh and thought and a billion years of evolution. By opening them, I made them a deal. That they'd take all the rage and bullshit this office could sling at them, but they'd get a chance to become something remarkable. They were supposed to be unique.
Every account is a snowflake, perfectly and grotesquely unique. But take the smallest step back and they are totally indistinguishable. A blur of soft silence. You open them. Little white flakes spin alone through the void, then land and fuse in one soggy, faceless pile, where Atropos dissolves them into mud.
You don't have to like them, you have to do your job.
And you think they thank me for it? They're so grateful to be processed? When you open an account, all you see is potential. The high IQ, the musical talent, the curiosity. You never have to see that potential turn from a promise into a regret. Do you know how terrifying it is to cross the gap from your desk to mine? To step up to the dark ocean of limitless choices? To feel your breath turn to rocks because you have no idea what to do next?
But that's part of account development.
I'm not talking about childhood. I'm talking about every goddamn day. Waking up with the weight of all of the choices you've made and all the choices left to be made. Pressing on your chest until you can't even get out of bed. It used to be simpler. Used to be we could pretty much copy and paste the data from the parent account. But now there are so many options, so many variables, so much freedom that it chokes you.
Oh, that's why the screen. To cut down on the variables. It's so elegant. Captive accounts were always your favorite, Lachesis. Slaves, servants, soldiers, makes things tidy. But that took force. And force was met by force. And these days, physical chains are so passé. So you made chains for the eyeballs. So many accounts I close, their faces are coated with flickering reflections.
I used to enslave them with what they hated. Now I enslave them with what they love. Isn't that better?
You robbed them of themselves.
I gave them comfort before closure. All you ever gave them was the promise of pain.
And you gave yourself some free weekends. Everybody wins. Yay.
Shut up, Atropos. Here, take this one. It's an original. Short, too. You like those.
You are a giver and a saint. Let's see. This is... Oh.
What?
Are you sure this is right?
Yes, Atropos. I'm fucking sure. I do actually know how to do my job, despite what everyone around here seems to be saying. There's your next fucking account. Go stamp happy.
Obviously, I need to institute a much more rigorous quality assurance procedure. I'm going to be batch-checking every 100 accounts, making sure we are keeping to the system. We're going to get some goddamn control over this process if it kills us all.
Good luck, you don't know anything about my job.
After a few 1,000 years, I've picked up the basics. Growth, then pain, hope, disappointment, loss. Apparently an idiot could do it.
Fine.
Fine.
Fine. Sure.
Look, do you guys want to hit the bar with me tonight?
It's Monday.
I know. And it's probably the last thing my liver needs right now. But we need to spend some time together outside of this office, away from the flickering fluorescence and the tang of carpet dust. Some girl time. Come on. I'll buy. Least I can do.
You know what? Sure. Why not?
Atropos?
I... Have plans.
What, reading poetry to your cats? You need this more than either of us.
I said I'm busy.
Doing what? Atropos, what is it that's been taking all your time these last months? You've been more distant than normal.
Bitchier.
Life has been complicated recently.
Is it a guy?
No, not really. So, today is a day for confessing our sins. Lachesis, I need to ask a favor.
Okay.
This is the first thing I've ever asked for.
Okay.
I need you to reprocess an account.
What?
I can't do that, Atropos. You know that.
I don't know you can't do it. I know you never have.
What the hell is going on in this office?
So you do care. Just one little bit about one little account. Isn't that adorable?
Please, after everything we've been through together, just this one account, take it back.
Like she took the Carlisle account back? How dare you? How dare you ask for this? I thought if there was one thing you cared about, one spark that animated your soulless corpse, it was the job. I thought you were a fucking professional.
You don't know what this job costs me.
Costs you? Do you feel anything?
The sting of 1,000 paper cuts.
Bullshit. No matter what they could be, no matter who loves them, you eat them up. Kings, saints, geniuses. You've taken the greatest minds of every generation. But now you're making an exception? How dare you?
I clean up your leavings after you've forgotten them and Lachesis has used them up. I take them home.
What is it that's so special about this account anyway? Premature birth, undeveloped lungs and brain, lives in an incubator. You've closed millions just like this.
Every single time I open an account, I get this rush, like I made something clean and beautiful. Then I see you, just a few feet away. And I know that no matter how many paths there are, there's only one destination, your stamp. Do you know how hard it is for me not to hate you every time I hear that noise?
Hate me? There's nothing to hate. You're hope and potential. All I am is silence and the dull anticipation of inevitability. A mass grave of used paper. Lachesis has her friends to help her drink away the things she's done. You have your corporate retreats and your ambition. But me? I have an apartment where footsteps echo. My favorite accounts, the ones that were the hardest. I put them on the walls, by my bed, on the refrigerator. I just wanted some noise.
Atropos, what did you do?
You've had billions of children. Can't I have one?
Oh, God. No, you didn't.
I opened an account.
How? That's not your role.
The same way they do it. When a man loves a woman very, very much, he gives her a special hug. Wasn't hard to hide it all these months. We don't even look at each other anymore. It was so messy when she came out of me. So much liquid and meat. I'd been waiting for her for so long, but
she never opened her eyes.
This is absolutely forbidden. Corporate policy.
I know.
For exactly this reason.
I know.
We have to be objective.
I'm so sorry, Atropos.
I can't believe it even survived this long. It's no wonder the account had to be closed so early. We don't get to have this. You had to know that. You had to know that you were sentencing it to a short, weeping life of hospitals and tubes. Because why? Because you were lonely?
Don't talk about her.
You need to close this. Now.
Just give me time.
Guys, let's calm down.
Do your job.
Don't make me.
The Black Plague, Genghis Khan, the Cultural Revolution? You didn't hesitate then, but now you want time?
All the accounts I've closed. She's the first one I've actually cared about.
All the accounts you've closed. She's the first one that you've killed.
What's her name?
What?
What's her name? Your daughter?
Miranda. Mora, I called her when I visited her.
What's she like?
Small and quiet. All the babies I see are quiet. She had a strong grip, though, like she was trying to hold on. She held on to me so hard.
Mora is a lovely name.
Give me the account.
One of us can...
No, you can't.
Look, if you need a minute... You know, I open accounts in war zones. With brain tumors. With drug addictions. I pass them to Lachesis and I pray for a miracle.
But I don't do miracles. I do pain. I deal cancer and trauma and financial collapse on them. Whatever they deserve, I twist them to the snapping point and then keep twisting. The only thing that keeps me sane, Atropos, is knowing that you'll take them away from me. So I can't hurt them anymore.
Why do we do this?
What?
I just... When I let myself think, when I'm not busy, the question whispers itself. Why do we keep doing this?
Because it's the job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Give her to me.
Kill, marry, fuck.
Really?
Fate, luck, or choice?
Kill luck, marry choice, and fuck fate.
Accountability was written by me, Nathan Andereth, and performed by Jen Burstein, Lisa Weigold, and Tracy Durham. It was produced by Dan Gould and directed by Lauren Gilroy. Sound effects conducted by Jen Burstein with assistance from Zach Beamer and Corey Caprone. Theme music by Corey Caprone. Recording was done by Greg and Elizabeth Schoenborn at the Luminescent Ravensworth Studio. Live Arts Theater is, as always, our benevolent patron. This has been a Playwrights Lab production.